It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Hey, Rob Smith here, Rob's Right Podcast. It's June the 24th, 2021, and I just want to do a whole slew of these. I was meant to do this one a couple days ago, and I'm getting really busy with stuff, and it's not, some of it's political. I was actually talking to a friend yesterday at length, views about the deep state, which I'm not really on board, but this is a really smart person, and anyway, I'll have to do a podcast about my views about that, and those haven't changed. I'm not into this deep state stuff, but I will, and I'm going to do a podcast about the Miami building collapse after this. But let me first tackle this one, which is about how Illinois, Evanston, Illinois, canceled the July 4th parade over quote-unquote COVID-19 concerns. COVID-19 concerns. People running around everywhere without masks, everywhere. And this is a parade, which you could do like Macy's did in December, do the parade and just have it on television. You could easily do that. No one's getting sick that way. No one's getting sick. Bottom line, people aren't getting sick no matter what you do. You're going to get this. You're going to get whatever. It's not one virus, it's thousands, and you're going to get it someday. It's just going to. I don't care what you do, you're going to get this virus. But they canceled. But they canceled because they're concerned about quote unquote COVID-19 involving the July 4th. Now you probably heard the story. It's not just July 4th, because apparently Juneteenth. If you do something involving Juneteenth, it has some kind of magical powers that keeps. It makes it impossible. It's like a giant globe, invisible globe, goes over the event, and COVID-19 bounces off of it, trying to get inside to get you. You're immune to COVID-19 if there's a Juneteenth event, because that happened. No problem in Evanston, Illinois. Go right ahead. Thousands of people get together. Juneteenth, you're immune. That's not all. Coming up, I believe this weekend is a quote-unquote pride event or celebration. Thousands get to come on. Everybody get together. No problem. Big, giant, invisible globe. COVID-19 viruses coming in like missiles to you, and they bounce off the globe, and you're safe. Because it's a quote-unquote pride event or Juneteenth event. But July 4th will kill you. You cannot survive it. You will die. We must defeat and destroy July the 4th. Which is basically what Juneteenth is about anyway. The idea is to take, well, America stinks. America did horrible things. America, as this abstract is... So we do Juneteenth, so we can say, you know, get rid of that July 4th. It's a horrible thing. That's exactly what Evanston, Illinois did. And apparently, they're not alone. But the news story I saw was specifically about them. Apparently, this is true for other, guess what, Democrat-run municipalities and counties. This is terrible. Just terrible. As you can hear in another podcast I gave just a few days ago, you can hear I believe I pretty well enumerate. Feel free to ask me questions or criticize or whatever about my view about Juneteenth. It's not my view. It is historically inaccurate. It's about a instance in Texas, and it's not real clear. It's very muddy about that instance in Texas, and plus it wasn't the end of slavery. And technically, the end of slavery was the Emancipation Proclamation. It's like saying July 4th was when the Declaration of Independence was signed. When actually, I believe it was 2 or 4 days later. But the thing is, you have to mark what the official documentation is, not when these hearsay stories about when certain things may or may not have occurred. And then you also have the problem that slavery had continued in some parts anyway, and even smaller enclaves or larger, and that it's continued up till now. It's still, you know, get you know, as I say probably too many times, we have more slavery right now than any time in human history, and it's just ignored entirely. Like, it still involves Africa. Africa hasn't stopped on any part of it. Anyway, this is a horrible thing. It's a terrible situation. We must stand up for July 4th. I beg of you, if you hear about these kind of Juneteenth or quote-unquote pride events, don't do it. Don't do it. If you go to my political page, Rob Smith Jr. Politics and Commentaries, a kitty waving a flag, you'll see the story I posted from Yahoo. But you'll also see something else that I want to add to this involving quote-unquote pride. Maybe I should do a separate... I'm only 5 minutes in. Excuse me. The other thing is, involving the quote-unquote pride, are a couple cereal... it's a cereal thing that I saw in a Walmart end cap. And that is a cereal that is... and you can see a photo of it on my political page. It's called Together with Pride. The O in together, 2-O. That O is a heart with this kind of witch's brew color scheme. But the whole thing is that it's Kellogg's plus GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D. This is a really, really horrible organization that's been in deep trouble for decades. And yet Kellogg's out of Battle Creek did join forces with them to make a cereal. And the cereal's hearts of all different colors. It has all the Kellogg's characters as if they're all... I mean, this is Kellogg's. This is geared toward children. Children can't understand sexuality to this level, and they shouldn't. Kellogg says the hell with that. You need to know. Your kids need to know what the act of homosexuality is, and you need to tell them what the act of homosexuality. Don't tell them about heterosexual. Don't tell them about the heterosexual act. At any point, they're like, only talk about the homosexual act. It's unbelievable. I don't know what Kellogg's is. I mean, obviously what Kellogg's is thinking. They've actually produced a cereal. I'm curious if you've seen any of your stores. This was in a Walmart in Central Florida. And I'm going to probably visit some more, see if they show up anywhere else. The other photo I've posted is Skittles, who's gotten to that. Again, Kellogg's is owned by Kellogg. Skittles is owned by Wrigley Gum, which oddly enough connects back to Chicago with Wrigley Field. But Skittles is doing a package of Skittles without colors because the colors belong in the give the rainbow is on the package. The package is black and white except for a red dot over Skittles and some outlining of Skittles in red. Otherwise, the whole package is black and white. If you see the photo, you think it's a black and white photo. No, it's that Skittles has taken the colors away because the color should only be given, at this time of year, color should only be with quote-unquote pride. It's unbelievable. Again, something geared toward children. What are we doing? What are these two companies doing? Something horrible. Absolutely horrible. They have no business trying to force sexual ideas onto children, much less anybody else. And this is a political stance, not a logical, certainly not a scientific one. Horrible, horrible stuff. Anyway, this is all how we're putting way too much attention to bad things, people's opinions, because it is only opinion when you come with quote-unquote pride. It is not scientific fact, and it sure as hell makes no sense. But these are things we need to be concerned about. Please, July 4th, get out there. Go join some, and now on July 3rd or July 5th. July 4th! That's our Independence Day. There's the freedom for everybody! For everybody, all colors and creeds and races and animals and sexes and everything else. That's when we are to celebrate. That's we all can celebrate together. Anyway, thank you very much for being here and being a part of things. This is Rob Smith, Rob's Ride Podcast. I'm going to do another one after this about the Miami thing, at least, if not another story. I'm upset also about the story about the finance chief ousted involving a Supreme Court ruling, which is bad stuff. Anyway, maybe I'll get to that one today, too. All right, thank you so much for being here, being a part of things. I will see you all next time. Rob's Ride Podcast. Have a great week. Bye-bye. Ooh, I got to turn this down here and then we start again. And up. It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay.